Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Oh, man, it is hot out here.
In Los Angeles.
And stuff going on. Ants going nuts.
Oh, really?
I got ants going
nuts.
That's
the heat, but maybe sometimes that's earthquake, too.
Ants, I can't figure ants out. Here's the other thing it used to be. I learned from watching cartoons that ants love picnics. And they love cakes.
They carry them away.
Yeah. Turns out, ants like effing with people more than they actually like food.
They like creating giant corridors.
Yeah.
To wherever.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, it's a million man march.
Yeah. A million?
At least.
Millions and millions, yeah.
Yeah. Black ants, too. But the point is I'm watching TV. I feel something crawling on my head.
Yeah.
You know, they're all over the place. And yeah, in the kitchen, but just as many in the bathroom. You know, it's like, hey, go after the food at least.
Right.
Crazy ants. And by the way, we've spoken about this in the past. You know, every time someone brings up one of those other animals, something else in the wild kingdom, like a spider or something, they eat the bad ants. Where are they? Where are they?
By the way, the rest of the country has mosquitoes. We got the ants. That's our mosquito.
Right. It's better to have the ants than the mosquitoes.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, once in a while, I'll see a spider or something, and I'll think to myself, okay, now you can do your job. Here, go get the ants. You know, they'll push them over toward it.
No.
First off, let me tell you something about nature. Nature ain't interested in entertaining. Nature ain't your pony. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, bitch, I ain't a clown.
You ain't
that's
the
what nature says. Yeah.
You ain't the man to nature.
It would happen. There would always be some guy I knew who had some python or some reptile or something. He's like, we're going to feed it a mouse. And then they drop the mouse in the cage. And everyone would stare at it for about 3 days and nothing would happen. And then you'd leave and you'd come back and the mouse would be sleeping on top of the thing. And then you'd go to bed and you'd wake up, the mouse is gone. But never in front of you.
Right.
Never anything good in front of you. And then once in a while, you do that thing where you go, oh, there's a spider. Oh, there's a pill bug. Oh, man, this is going to be great. You put them together, but it just steps over it. Actually steps on it sometimes. You'll see, like, the spider, like, walk through the line of ants and just step over them and just keep walking. They don't seem to know they exist. What about these other animals that are supposed to eat the bad ones? You know, you always say it. Oh, the hawks. Oh, no. They're eating the rats. They're eating the field mice. They're eating the snakes. How come I never see it?
Yeah.
I never see it. I see them flying around.
Yeah.
I see the hawk flying around. I see the spider. I see all the stuff that's supposed to be doing whatever it's supposed to be doing. Never actually see it eating any of the bad stuff.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe it's all just PR. Maybe none of it ever happens.
I know. I would be thrilled to see, like if I could just see, if I saw a spider, like, kicking a cockroach's ass in my kitchen, I'd be like, okay, now we're cool.
Even the score.
I'd do that Indian thing.
Yeah.
You know, my brother. You know the Indians do that? Now I owe you. I will leave you alone. You may pass safely on my land. You know, but they never do. They're just sitting around. They're doing nothing. So ants going nuts. They're all over the... I got a dog. They're all over the dog food.
Ooh.
They're just insidious. You can almost hear the noise they make when they march, you know?
Yeah.
Just getting everywhere, getting everyone's head. And by the way, you can't keep them out. I don't care if you live in a submarine.
Once they get going, they go in.
And they come in through invisible portholes. Like, you see them, and they're going, what? There's no crack there.
Yeah, where'd that, yeah.
What are they doing? They're just pushing through solid matter? How does that work?
So true. They just appear on the surface.
There's the window's sealed up. There's weather stripping on it. There's no big cracks anywhere. It's just, they're just piling right through. All right. I got to do something to get rid of these ants. And don't give me that chalk thing.
I'm tired
of putting the chalk.
Have you tried that?
Well, then you got chalk all over
it
your house.
It works so well, it scares me that stuff may be, fit for life, for human.
All right, so weather's a little crazy out here, but all right, we're cool.
So you've had how many days in your new house? You moved in a week ago.
How many days have I slept there?
Yeah.
I've slept at my old house about four or five days.
Out of the last eight.
Yeah. I keep waking up in the middle of the night.
Did you leave your blankie back there?
Last night, I packed it up, and me and my wife went back because we needed the air conditioning.
The
new air conditioner wasn't working.
What is with that?
Don't even. It's a crazy drive from the new house to the old house. I made one trip at 4:30 in the morning, and then two at like 2:30. It's excellent. It's fantastic. God. It's weird driving in your bathrobe, by the way. It's crazy. If I get pulled over, they're going to want to see some ID. They're going to be seeing sack. I got nothing. I'm going to have to make a run for it. like some sort of madman just running out into the wilderness barefoot.
Think about Corleen.
Yeah. All right,
here we go.
Katie?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
My boyfriend and I have been talking about having sex, and we've done some stuff before, not quite as far as sex, but we've been talking about it for quite a long time, and we've been going out for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And stay in that talking phase. That's a good place to rest for a while. How old is he?
Did you say 2 months you've been going out?
Yeah.
All right.
That's not that long. Even in 15-year-old months.
Mm-mm. How old is he?
15.
Nice. All right.
He can wait. He's
he
all
can
right.
Wait. Yeah.
He'll builds character if he waits a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Just take it slow.
It's going to bond you guys together in a way that's going to be surprising to both of you. This is a relationship that will never end naturally.
Yeah.
If you start having sex too young, it just bonds you puts you two together in a way that you're not really prepared to deal with. That's all.
Yeah.
Ma'am, how do you like your dad?
My dad. He's all right, but he's like, this is my real, first, I really want to be with him for a long time relationship.
That's good.
Like,
yeah.
My
just
dad
take it slow.
Right.
Taking
very
it.
When are you 16?
Next year. My birthday is actually today.
Oh, you just turned. Happy birthday.
Yeah, do not have sex.
Yeah.
You're just 15. You're 14.
Yeah, we're calling you 14.
Yeah. Don't do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You will regret it. I've never met that woman who
wished she'd gotten rid of it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, or certainly if she were 14, 15, or 16, doesn't wish she had waited. That
right.
woman doesn't exist.
Oh, no. No, if anything, just for the humiliation later on when they're sitting around with their girlfriends, the new friends from work, and they're all sitting around. It's like, when did you lose? I was 19. I was 20. I lost it young. I lost it 18. Tammy, when did you? 13. another apple margarita? Another apple
But usually daiquiri. That one goes with a little disclaimer. And then there's a moratorium for 6 years. No.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the point is, I meant apple martini, but I got apple everything but martini. Here's the point. For girls, it goes on your permanent record. Oh, listen, I hate to say, I'm not here to say the double standard is a good thing. I'm just here to say it exists.
I'm not even saying that's a double standard.
I know you're not saying it's a double standard, but I am. I mean, I'm saying that for girls, you lose your virginity at 13 or 14, it's on your permanent record, and it's a mild stigma that you sort of carry around. Yes, it's true. And as a guy, you lose your virginity at 13 or 14, it's a little bit of a conversation piece.
Even though if it's a stigma
Thank
that
you.
People are concerned
Please
with,
agree with me.
I, there may be a stigma.
Thank
I don't,
you.
I'm not being a female. I don't know, but...
You're not being a female? You don't know? How do you cure patients when you're not stricken with the same disease?
I don't...
Aha!
Yeah, but stigma is a little bit of a personal kind of a feeling. But the deal is, here's
no,
the point.
No, it's a societal thing.
But the point is, they don't complain about that. They complain about how painful it was, how confusing it was, how miserable they were, how it wasn't right. It just was a painful experience all the way around.
I know, but...
They may carry a stigma
you're
also.
You're crapping on my point.
No, I'm saying it's your point and...
All right. Didn't sound like that.
I beg your pardon.
So you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was because I did mean
it is true. They don't enjoy it, but what I'm saying is you don't really enjoy it at 17 or 14 the first time out of the gate.
It's
you wouldn't enjoy it at 30,
right.
34 if you did it for the first time then.
Or for that matter.
And there are certain things, and one day we should sit down and put together a short list of things that you sort of carry around with you your whole life. You have to sort of explain them to people.
How about right now?
All right.
What would that
Let's
be,
work
so.
That out.
All right.
Well, for instance, for guys, sporting prowess, like at the high school level. Yeah. You know, like playing like on a sport.
You, like what game? Oh, what did you letter?
I played on the varsity. You know, whatever team. Yeah. It gives you a some degree of credibility later on in life.
Yes.
People
something to relate to.
Yeah.
Sort of, you can hang with the guy that's. You know,
although it does get marginally insulting, as people have heard me say 1,500 times on the show. I was first team All Valley football.
No, never heard that.
Have you heard that?
No,
Chris, have you heard that?
First team All Valley?
I hadn't heard that. Yeah. No, oh, okay. not second team. Not
first team.
No. How many guys on the North Hollywood High School football team were first team All Valley? You suppose?
I was all CIF, but in the tiny little leagues.
You played eight man. You really shouldn't bring that up. No, we played with the big boys. Two guys, me and my buddy Mike Duran. But here's my point. Get a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah, of course.
And now here's the insulting part. Everyone, really? No. Yeah.
You?
Yeah. You? Yeah. It's All Valley.
All right.
What? Okay, now it's getting insulting. If you ask me, like, one more time, what was it, some sort of, like, special team? Did they bang the drum in order to know when to snap the ball? It was, like, retarded blind kids or... This is regular kids, yeah.
Nice.
Really?
All right, so does that... Insulting. There's also what, right, age, so what do, age a guy starts masturbating?
Do something in sports.
Right.
That's a good thing. And again, you embellish. You just embellish the sports thing. But say you played on varsity football or track team or something like that.
Nice.
For girls, virginity losing. Mm-hmm. Masturbation for a guy, neither here nor there.
The age he starts. You've mentioned that. That's on the record.
It's on the record, but it doesn't really matter whether you
it doesn't
start.
Doesn't matter, but it's just we're just talking about not what matters, what's on the record, what you carry around.
Yeah, but unless it matters, it doesn't matter if it's on the record.
Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds redundant. It's been a source of humiliation for you. We brought it up many times.
Well, I got started late.
That's what I'm saying. And the nefarious circumstances.
Yeah, but it's weirder when you have that weirdo that gets started at 11 and a half.
Well, part of the record. That's the point.
Okay.
Right?
Here's the thing.
Right.
But it's hard to control when that starts, for a guy. And that's why I'm not going to give him advice as to when to start beating off.
Okay.
All right. So, little sports is good. You know what's nice for a guy?
Huh.
Beat a guy up in high school or junior high. One fight. So you can embellish it.
Do you have to lose it?
Just be in it. Yeah. What happened? You're in the cafeteria, lunch line. Some kid tried to take cuts. It's good if he's another nationality. Unless you're like black or Mexican. I don't think you want to say white guy. Say another. See, if you're black or Mexican, say black or Mexican. And if you're white, say black or Mexican. But don't say white. It never say Jew. You get zero credit. Joke credit. So the point is get no fight. For a guy, that's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, there's a guy because everyone will trade stories. Oh, yeah, this guy.
Degrees?
Yeah, degree. Well, we're building up to that.
Right.
Better you should do poorly at a good college than do well at a decent college or poor college.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
You just say you went to Yale, you went to Harvard, you went to Princeton, and everyone just sort of looks at you, oh, wow, hey. They don't go like, well, what was your GPA or what was your emphasis? Or, you know, they'll leave you alone.
It's a stamp.
Yeah, just try to get into some college have heard of.
Yeah, I'm with that. Best
sounds
college.
Cool. Here's another thing you can do. Some sort of belt. Some black belt, like
that.
Taekwondo or something like that. Something that sounds like, we were talking about that stuff that no one else does, you know, like fencing or something. Oh, yeah, I fenced in college. You know, bring that up. You'll be the best guy in the room at it. You'll be like, and all you got to do is, if it's anything like fencing, ice skating, marksmanship, archery, this close to making the Olympic team. And no one will ever question you. They're like, prove it. Let's see some documentation. Show me a medal. You know, it's always just everybody. How many people were this close to, you know, making it in some obscure sport?
Right. They're in the Olympic selection process. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So that's an important thing. Now girls, trying to think, and this goes for girls and boys, but I think we're thinking like men here for a second.
Yeah.
So you want to get in a fight. It's good to get out of either beat a ticket or outrun a cop or something like that. That's nice.
You're just going the whole antisocial route here.
No.
Everything goes in your record's got to be like a negative mark against
it's you. It's good to say you got shot with a BB gun.
Ugh.
Just one good. Shot with that's a BB good. Gun is a good thing. Funny. Yeah, I've been shot with a BB gun. Chris, you been shot with a BB gun?
No.
I see. Okay, well, I'll do that. I'll shoot you tonight with a BB gun. Okay. No more talking. All right. So here's the thing. What is it for women? What do women need? Women.
What age would they start menstruating?
Oh, you know, it'd be nice. They can't control
I know,
that.
But it's the
they can't control. Okay. Here's a good thing for a chick. Don't bang the guy on your prom night.
All right.
That's a permanent record. Okay. It's a little slutty permanent record move that, that you know, your husband's going
to
want
to
know.
The only advice you're giving to women so far is how not to be a slut.
Okay.
And then where to go to college.
Well, listen, women.
That's all you're doing.
Well, here's the thing about women. I mean, you know. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Well, you know. I mean, they don't need, they don't get looked at with the jeweler's loop like guys do. They don't have to be that
impressive.
They do
by other women, though.
Okay, here's what, here's what women have to do. They have to not lose their virginity before 13, and they have to not get fat. And that's about it. See if you can not get strung out on
some
drugs.
Let's see what some of our female callers think about that. Maybe they'll have some more insightful things for us. To
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No.
I will see. We'll see.
No, look. Women, they cannot get pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There's a little permanent record thing. Having a kid or two and not being married, you know. Single mom thing.
Not get an STD.
Not getting STDs, a nice thing. Not getting a HIV.
That's always a good thing.
No, but think about little things like not losing it on your... you can screw your boyfriend of 3 years on prom night, but geek that just asked you 10 days before the prom, you can't have sex with him.
No.
It's going to piss your husband off who's working to get in your pants for like 3 months who you worked with like 10 years later. You know what I'm saying? That's a little permanent record-y things.
Yeah.
That's all. Jackie?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Uh-huh.
What's up, baby doll?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say I love you guys, but my question, I heard that, if you use a vibrator too much, you can, lose sensitivity.
That's true.
Is that really true?
It's not usually not a big deal, but, yeah, you can. I mean, and usually it's not permanent, but, you can desensitize yourself.
How often would you have to use a vibrator for that to happen?
I'm not sure there's a number on that one.
Yeah, I'm currently conducting a study in my basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On women or yourself?
Both.
Just
everybody.
Because some, you know, how vigorously you use it, how frequently, how...
We're factoring all that in.
You got little big graphs in your...
Crazy. Test tubes and things. Bubbling. Dried ice bubbling out of beakers. It's huge. Yeah. So Jackie.
It's just until you feel the sensitivity going down, that's when you might want to back off.
Whose vibrator are you using?
Well, it used to be my sister's, but it's mine now.
Oh. She went off to college or jail?
Well, she's a lot older than me. She's married and stuff now, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Did she bequeath this to you, or you sort of found it, or how did it
go? I sort of stole it.
Oh, really?
She wondered where it went. She asked around the family.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that, imagine that conversation.
That doesn't creep you out just a little bit? You know, chicks are, by the way.
Jackie's versatile.
Yeah, but chicks normally are weird. Like, if somebody, it's like when I'm taking a leak in the sink, you know.
That's violates.
No, they're like, no. Oh, my God, I brushed my teeth out. All right, Your Highness, I'll rinse it out, you know. I brushed my teeth. Yeah, I understand, whatever.
You're saying that the using somebody else's vibrator is even more of a...
Than
peeing in the
sink. No, I mean, once in a while, I'll wipe my ass with a sock or something like that, you know. Women will be like, oh, my God. Maybe these aren't great examples. Point is, you blow a loogie into the sink or something. And so it's like, oh, my God, I have to... That dish, I have to... Yeah, the dish had goulash on it last night. It's going to have clam chowder on it tomorrow night. Yeah. You wash it. It's no big deal.
You say you take hocks up at the dinner table? You just on the dinner... Where?
The point is women are normally squeamish about that kind of stuff.
Jackie's good to go, though.
The vibrator, just the idea that something that was inside of her sister...
I can't get my own because I can't, I'm too young to
This is
get
a matter of necessity here, Adam. This is Jackie is inventive.
Okay. So, I'll tell you what you could do.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, when I was, in junior high, I think, we used to go buy beer. And we would buy beer. We'd, wait out front of the liquor store. And then this is, by the way, before lawyers effed everything up for everybody, you could just do stuff like this. Now no one would do this because you think you'd get sued, you know. But you just stand out front of the liquor store at 10 o'clock on a Friday night during the summer until some guy looked kind of cool came by. This was the dude who was wearing the bell bottoms and the boots and had the pork chop sideburns.
It's the Matthew McConaughey character in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
That's right. The dude, except for this dude was not only the cooler dude who graduated a few years before you, this guy was a little more, he was probably 10 years before, not 2 years before.
Very much a stoner, overweight.
This is the adult, and I didn't have to be overweight. This was because he could be spindly, too.
Yeah, as a speed guy.
This is
usually the guy buying a case of beer.
It's just the dude who on a Friday night is buying a pack of Winston's and a pack of Mickey's Big Mouth, and he's heading. He's getting a sixer of Mickey's, and he's heading back to the apartment to watch a little porn. And you head him off at the pass, and he doesn't have kids of his own.
Yeah,
he could be in his 40s. He doesn't have a kid, you know. Right. And it's like, hey, dude, could you buy me a six pack of Schlitz? You know, he's more interested in the money you're going to give him. Like, huh? What? Oh, you hand him $5. Oh, yeah, whatever. Like, almost a little confused as to why you're not buying it yourself.
Right.
You know, strolls in, hands you the sixer. Never any change, by the way. And then splits. You could do this as a girl with a vibrator. You stand out front of the naughty bookstore.
Just wait for somebody to...
Wait for some dude. Same dude. Same dude's heading in. Yeah, because he goes by a liquor store, gets the six-pack of Mickey's, gets the pack of Winston's.
Then the porn.
Then swings by the Venus Fair, picks up a... Makes a quick pit stop at one of the booths, and then
I'm getting this really uncomfortable feeling of disgust.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough world. There's no doubt about it. It ain't pretty. I just report on it. The point is girl could get a vibrator that way. Could also get one via mail order, but you'd have to guard the mailbox. You don't want that baby showing up when your folks are home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's keep on keeping on, Drew.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, here's the whole thing about being scrambled with a vibrator, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't think you damage any nerve endings. It's just you get used to a certain thing, and that's what you get used to.
You actually can. I don't know if you damage it permanently, but you can change the nerve ending function a little bit.
All right.
I mean, there's something called the jackhammer operators get that.
Yeah. Stacy?
Yeah.
22?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was actually working at a party this weekend. It was like Saturday night, and I ended up hooking up with a couple of guys there.
Working at a party?
Yeah. I'm a stripper.
Oh, okay. And hold on. You have the voice.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Stacy.
Yeah.
All right, now don't go anywhere, because we got to take a quick break.
I was just thinking we needed a visit from him. It's been a little while. Huh?
Yeah. Phone screener Brian, do not hang up on Stacy. Because we're going to take a quick break. She's a stripper. She's working a bachelor party, I guess.
Some kind of party.
Hooked up with a couple of guys. It all sounds good.
Oh, boy.
Talk to her after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's get cranking. What do you say? Oh, cranking.
Uh-oh.
Crank Yankers tomorrow night. Well, Tuesday night could be tonight.
Oh, we're
some people hear the show
yeah.
on a day delay. Yeah, 10:30 on Comedy Central. Favorite show. All new season, Drew.
Crank Yanker.
Oh, I can just close my eyes and picture that young chap. Couldn't you, Drew? All right, let's get back to Stacy. Stacy is 22. She's an exotic dancer. Yes, Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And were you working at a bachelor party last night?
No, it was just some guy's party that I would know. So.
Oh, you got that. Oh, that yeah. Sexual abuse.
Oh,
voice.
You didn't hear that voice?
I did, but now it's
I heard it right
clear.
Out of the gate.
I did, too. I thought possibly now I'm hearing it loud and clear.
Was it a regular party or a bachelor party?
Just a regular party.
Oh, really? What do you do at the regular parties?
Just, like, it was some guy's birthday, so.
Birthday party.
Yeah.
You strip? You do the...
Yeah.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm. What? Strip.
Do you play games?
What's that?
Do you play games?
Not too much. I mean, whatever they want, really. I'm there for them.
But you don't do the, like, we're going to do the around the world or the feed the kitty or the golden waterfall or... Mudslide, which is...
Dude, foo.
Well, if you've ever had that mudslide, Drew.
Not any of that, I'm happy to say.
You will find it. Hey, brothers! I got a fanny pack. Some goes to blow. Business man's lunch. Tuesday from noon to 5. Candy City Tree. I got to get a gig. I got to get a drink. I can't get a club. All right, so you just you stripped...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's just you and the big black dude who carries the boombox and makes change and is the bouncer guy?
Pretty much, yeah.
What's his name?
I don't want to say.
Oh, okay. Just his first name. Come on.
Norm.
Arthur.
Arthur. Mm-hmm. All right. So he comes. He's like your security, right?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Lucius. And you show up at the party, and you get naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened where you had sex with somebody or two people?
I was doing private shows, like in the back room or whatever, and I ended up hooking up with, like, a couple different guys.
In the same? One after the other?
Like, what's that?
One of them was like, what?
One of them was, like, really rough. And so, like, I'm still sore. Like, I feel like I got cramps and, like, it feels like bruised down there. Like, and that was Saturday night.
Well, wait a second now. you know, you take the guy. So then you do that thing. You dance for all the guys at the party.
Right.
And then you do that thing where you go like, hey, you want a private, you know, you guys can have private sessions where we go into the master bathroom. You sit on the toilet and I give you a lap dance. But if you're a little naughty, you actually have sex with some of the guys. But do you charge them?
Yeah.
How much?
It's like $50 for every private.
$50 for every
private show.
Right. I'm hip. But then what about the guys who get to have sex with you? Do you have to pay extra?
They give, like, extra tips.
Oh, just an extra tip?
Like, I mean, I make some serious cash from that, like.
Hey, she's not a prostitute, Adam. What are you talking about?
No. Well, hold on a second. You want to get a private dance, you pay $50. All right, so you go into the guy sits on the foot of the bed, and she does her thing for 10 minutes. But she actually bones you. I mean, isn't that a bump? A little, has boner penalty or hazardous duty or something? Like, she gets that. That'd be. And by the way, you know, when each guy pays $50 and you go back there and they're like, what happened? And one guy's like, oh, man, I beat off so good in the sink after she left. And the other guy's like, hey, I screwed her. That other guy, first guy's pissed. Outrage. Stacy?
Yeah.
So you don't charge for the sex?
Not really. I mean.
Yeah. You need an agent, my friend. You got to charge if you have sex. You understand?
Is Arthur still standing there doing all that?
No, he's not in like the living room or whatever.
Yeah, he's chilling. Okay, so you had sex with two of the guys,
right?
And yeah,
like a few more than that, but
few more than that.
Few more. How many guys?
Six.
Wow.
Yeah.
Out of how many?
There's probably 15 or so there.
Unacceptable.
Now, why didn't you have sex with the other 9 guys?
It just didn't happen.
Well, do you have to be attracted to the guy?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, in a relative way.
Like, yeesh.
You can't have polio. All right, so you were attracted to the 6 guys you had sex with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
How often do you do this?
Once or twice a week.
And that's prostitution, right?
Well, she's not charging. You're not charging, right?
No.
All right. Now, so at $50 a session, and you had 6 guys,
mm-hmm.
How many guys you give the private session dance to?
Like probably 8.
All right. So yeah, there's $400, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you get to keep all that money?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a decent living.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Chris over here gets $10 an hour for a while.
Don't you want to hear what kind of horrible ritualistic abuse you had to go through as a kid?
Yeah. Nah.
You're not interested in that.
Stacy.
Yeah.
Any abuse go on in your childhood? Weirdo stepdads? Uncles molest you? That kind of thing?
I kind of remember like my dad touching me, but that was just like once.
All right, like, and then he went to jail.
No.
No one ever beat on you.
What's that?
No one ever hit you.
No, not really.
Hmm.
Impossible.
Well, hold on a second, Drew. Hold on.
Stacy's are not born.
Oh, let me say this. Let me say this, Drew. Sometimes you find people that are. Just please listen to me.
I'm listening.
Here's a combination. Exquisite low self-esteem.
Yeah.
There are a lot of just throwaway kids out there.
Yeah.
They're not
severely neglected.
Yeah, they're not wholesalely abused. They just grow up like feral children. Right, they just sort of run around. Everyone I knew, just grow up. It's like you learn real early. Here's the message: you better take care of your own ass. You better figure out how to do something. Yeah, all right, you mix that sort of super low self esteem kind of mixed with this weird sort of street survival thing. Like I gotta look out for number one. Mixed with just stupid, just kind of dim. And no real sort of moral compass.
You throw addict in there and you get that.
You throw addict in. All right. Stacy?
Yeah.
You addicted to anything?
I drink and I smoke marijuana a lot.
All right. All right. So what did your... now, your parents got divorced when you were younger?
No. I mean, they lived together and stuff. They were together the whole time I was growing up, but my dad was never around that much.
How come?
He just... made himself gone a lot.
Well, you got that, Adam?
Yeah, let's do love line reenactment. Yeah. My parents were together the whole time we were growing up, but my dad just wasn't there that much.
Where was your dad?
He just made himself gone.
Oh, okay. Let me get that straight. I'll get that written down.
He made himself gone.
Because he's gone.
Well, okay. Maybe he's a magician.
Oh.
Was there a cloud of smoke left behind? No. He just, he drank, he was a philanderer, what'd he do?
Yeah, he was always out, he would come home real late and stuff. I don't really remember that much.
Okay, all right.
You don't remember your childhood?
No, I don't remember Dad that much.
That, she knows, so she doesn't remember her childhood.
All right, Stacy.
That starts to fit now.
Well, we worry about you.
And you're complaining about vaginal pain. No kidding. No S. You need to get regular pelvic exams. You could have an STD. Who knows what's going on?
More traffic than the LAX passing through that vagina. Yeah.
Let's get the bomb squad.
Stacy.
Yeah.
She's lucky the fire department didn't close it down.
I say close down Terminal 7 here. Let's go.
No, I just mean, over occupancy. Oh. There's too many people, and the fire marshal come in, close the place down. This vagina's only made for 100 guys. You got about 150 dudes in here. Yeah.
Yeah, she will get
by the way, speaking of the permanent record.
Oh, total number.
That's you know what they ought to have? They have ought to have a vaginal odometer. Because, when you're buying a used car, I mean, that's what you're looking at, right? What's the reading on that?
People can get under the dash, though, and change that.
Well, that's the other one, too, is I've probably been with a few chicks, 12,000 miles, not bad. It turned over. Oh, yeah. That's 212. It's turnover twice. Oh, yeah, it should be an odometer, yeah? All right. Vagometer. All right. Stacy.
Yes.
Boy, it's going to be hard to tell you to stop doing this, and I don't think you're going to, but how about you just stop having sex with the guys?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Yeah, I could try that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're putting yourself in very serious.
We worry about you. We really do.
Really, Stacy. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead and keep the dancing going. Save that.
Of course.
Save that money.
Yeah.
Save the money.
I mean, he still gets the $50 for the private dances. Those guys aren't going in there expecting to have sex.
That's the whole thing, too. She's calling from Cincinnati. Maybe, I think there's different expectation levels in different parts of the country.
Right.
Because I tell you, I watched that Hookers on the Brink show or on the Edge or whatever it is, like this HBO special, and it's like the guys in the car, and it's like, how much for BJ? And the chick's like, that'd be $15? Come on, baby, you gotta do me better than that. I'm thinking, $15? I give the guy $20, gives me a ride to the airport. I like it as a handy. I just literally, the guy, he's getting $15 he wants for a BJ, and he's like, psh,
nice.
He's like, you're way out of line. I mean, I could see paying $9 for a great, maybe if, Princess Di came from the grave and gave me a Hummer, I could see maybe then like $12.
Nice.
But $15, what, $20 for sex? Oh,
come on.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So I realize in different parts of the country, things vary a little bit. I think Vegas, Los Angeles, New York, plan on spending a couple dollars if you want actual intercourse with a stranger.
Well, here's another stripper who wants to follow up on that.
Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's happening?
Okay, I just had a comment about her. Like, honestly, you're going to be sore after six guys. And I'm a dancer myself, and I do not sleep with any guys whatsoever at any of my parties. I do one-on-one shows, and they ask for sexual favors, and I will leave, and my company totally backs me up on it. And you don't need to sleep with
you'll
people.
You'll do what? Well, hold on. Oof. They'll ask for sexual favors, and you'll do what?
If they I'll say no, and if they continuously ask or act rude towards me, I'll leave, and my company backs me up on that. Because that's prostitution, you know? And of course your coochie's going to hurt after six guys, honey.
Thank you.
And in how long of a time? And I make just as much, if not more, money than she does, and I don't sleep with guys.
Now, how does what do you charge for the private dance, by the way?
I charge about 50.
About 50. Yeah. And how long does that go? A couple of songs? 10 minutes? What is it?
It's about 10, 15 minutes.
10, 15. Ponytail, fat bucket headed guy with a jawline carved in with a beard. Shoot me. All right. I'd say that guy gets laid, though. That guy gets laid because it's always, you know what he does? He swoops down like a hawk on the chicks that are broken up with their boyfriends. You need a ride home? You want to ride home? Yeah. No, Mark? Yeah, he's a prick. I never liked that guy. You could do better. You want to come to the apartment and do a bump of coke? You want to do some coke?
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it works. You want just a little bump? And then he just swoops. And then he gets laid. He gets a little. And hopefully her boyfriend had sex with some other stripper, so it's like a little payback time. You know what I mean? All right.
Fabulous.
Did Michelle go?
No, I'm still here. You're talking to her. Michelle?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, heard the phone drop. $50. Now, if you like a guy, let's just want to get into it with the strippers for a little bit here. If a guy's cute, if you're into the guy, he gets the 15-minute dance, right?
It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's not really if you like the guy or not as much as it is.
If you like a guy.
Yeah, it's not as much as if I like the guy or not. It's just...
Hold on a second.
That's what?
I can't figure out if the phone screwed up or she screwed up.
It's
no,
her.
But part of it is the phone.
Part
it's
of
doing
it is
that thing where it drops out.
She's not finishing her sentence. She's not.
And by the way, it would be such a, for guy, it's such a zero no-brainer. Like if there was some bachelorette party and, you know, there's a couple super hot, tight chicks there and a couple of blobs, you know, and you had to go into the back room and whatever, you'd give the half-assed 5-minute super abridged, you know, lap dance to the big fatty brought back there, right? And then the hot chick got back. She get the marathon one, right? It would just be easy. You know, chicks. I don't know if they don't admit it or they don't think that way or they no.
Well, they're all business,
Michelle.
I do think that way. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. You got a guy you're attracted to. You're going to give him a little better lap dance, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And what do you
but
do?
But I would never.
Well, yeah,
I don't give out my phone numbers or I don't give out my phone number, my personal line. If they want me to come back, then I give them the business line.
Right. Well,
I never sleep with anybody.
Right. Unless Charlie Sheen comes pulling up. And once you get a celebrity, you got to do something.
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
She's calling from Riverside, so I'm sure you got the A-list out there. You got like Clooney. But the point is. All right, so you shouldn't have sex with the guys. It's all business. You make your money. You have a boyfriend?
No.
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 Well then what is... No. So what's wrong, by the way, if you gave a lap dance to a guy and he was an attractive guy and you liked him? Why wouldn't you give him your number?
I don't know, because I don't mix my business with my pleasure.
She's trying to negotiate boundaries in a situation that's pretty troubled already. And her thing is, well, this is where I draw the line. So she has to meticulously, fastidiously hold the line there, but it's an arbitrary place.
No.
Yeah. Believe me, you know, I could send half the guys that have been on this show, just send like Jeremy Piven over there or something. He'd get a BJ.
Right. And so that's the point. It's that she claims to hold that line, but it's a weird, bizarre line to hold. It's such a boundaryless situation already.
Yeah, you meet a nice guy, give me your number. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we're taking a break.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah! Oh, yeah! Yeah! All right, let's get it on. Gotta get it on now. Let's get it on. It's the Love Line of Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's go.
Stripper talk's got you going.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haven't been to a strip joint in a long time.
Yeah, imagine that.
Gotta get out to a strip joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted by her calls.
I can tell you, but I'd have to shoot you. Show me a love, gentlemen, as far as the brothers. Put the 20 on there. Make sure and tip Ahmed in the bathroom. Three of the girls are better than martini night. Buying that mini bottle of champagne will show me appreciate. Plenty of parking. Hot dogs and dials. Draft beer, nickel.
Wow.
Cammy, stay chick. A green Buick Riviera with the lights on in the parking lot. Delta 719er coming in from the east-west. runway Zebra, Fox Charlie's clear to land. Yeah, it'd be funny if they actually started doing some air traffic work. They're auctioning off cattle. 29797, the Hero 75, blah, the Hamper Black Hand. They could do everything. They could do Disney. They could tour. They could do like Universal Studios.
Right.
House they filmed Psycho in. The Jaws. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Right. Yeah.
Here we go.
Here's Michelle. 22. Michelle?
What's happening?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
What's up?
About 6 or 7 months ago, I noticed this small little, like, kind of a lump on my the outer part of my vagina. And I know I haven't had sex in over a year, or unprotected sex anyway, so I was wondering what that could possibly be.
It's a smooth lump?
It's I don't know, and I noticed two more this morning that are kind of coarse. The other one is smooth, but the two that I have now are kind of coarse.
Well, the coarse little raised area is a wart, usually. So
okay.
Smooth areas can be cysts.
Mm-hmm.
But, Michelle, we'd only be absolutely guessing. You've got to have somebody examine that. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because I don't have health insurance right now.
Go to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
A lot. To go to county health services.
Yeah.
Just get a pelvic exam.
Yeah,
okay.
The county.
Would a wart show up after almost like 7 or 8 months without having sex?
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about that Bartholin's gland, Drew? What about that one?
Yeah, Bartholin's gland down there, they can get inflamed. Gland cyst.
Could be a cyst.
But if it's a coarse feeling or feels like a wart, it's a wart. And that's something that needs to be taken care of.
All right. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're 22.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I'd like to say I love you guys' show. I watch or listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
I just had a question. I've been dating this girl for probably like a month now, and everything's going well. I really like her, but I've been finding out from her friend that she has had like a little bit of a like an abusive past. I listen to you guys a lot. I know you guys always talk about that, that they look for that.
Who looks for that?
You know what I mean? Like, are they typically if a girl has an abusive past that they are attracted to that type of guy?
Oh, I see. They're looking for more abuse. They're reenacting the abuse.
Yeah, exactly. What should I look out for?
By the way, an abuse victim either is the victim or the abusor. So you may some abuse may be coming your way.
Yeah, or both.
Or both.
Oh, really?
Back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, chicks usually the abused and the abusor as the guys. But then women will end up doing, believe me, the kind of abuse that they'll deal out is going to be much more devastating over the long term.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She was the abused.
What happened to her?
Nothing physical that I know of, but her friend's telling me that her dad was really, all her life, been really verbal, like just verbal abuse, calling her like a slut and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, like, I really am really interested in this girl. I really want to date her. I just don't.
Expect a little trouble.
Go ahead
just
and do it.
Yeah, definitely do it. Hang in there. Stay firm.
Don't get her pregnant.
Don't get her pregnant. Realize that if you do start getting close to her, that's when she's probably going to sabotage this.
Yeah.
When you actually do get close and good feelings start coming, that's when she's going to do something to blow it apart.
Where's my
bourbon? Just expect that. And just even get her to hang in. It'd be good for her if she could.
All right. We're going to take a little bit of a break. You know what I like most about Labor Day weekend?
What's that?
And just vacations in general is listening to talk radio and hearing the replacement guys that have on, like, at midnight on Labor Day. And like, yeah, this is John Chalmers with real estate and religion on the line. You call in. You have any questions about religion or real estate?
Don't hear replacement.
Stuff knocking over in the background. The guy talking. And it's like Quaalude-type cadence. And you think, wow, yeah, this guy gets on the air. Chris, that's what you should be on. That's what you should be doing.
Holiday replacement?
Yes. On Christmas, I want you, if Christmas falls on a level, is it always on the same day?
No.
No. It could fall on
same
it could date. Fall on a work day for us.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. You fill in for me.
Sweet.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Turn that down, please. Thank you.
There we are.
I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Jamie Kennedy coming in a little bit later on this week. Beth is on the horn. She lost her virginity. Guy dumped her 2 weeks later. Oh, that's heartbreaking. Mm. Beth?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening, baby doll?
Okay, well, we've known each other since seventh grade, and we hooked up one night after I got in a fight with a boyfriend, and we
hold
went
on, me and you, or is this some other guy you're talking
this
about?
This other guy, the guy that broke up with me, that I lost it to.
Yeah, I got so excited for a second there. All right, so we never hooked up?
No, we never hooked up.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever, keep going.
Okay, so I hook up with him that night, and we ended up, like, going home together and stuff. And
Me and you?
No, I'm sorry. Me and the guy. Let's call him Greg.
Okay, all right.
Well, you keep saying we.
You keep saying we ended up,
I'm
and so
sorry.
I'm like, oh, cool.
I kind of figured
must have been
because
drunk. Okay, all right, so well, you and Greg, whoever he is,
you went home together. What does that mean?
Well, it was like really late. My dad, he has this rule: if you're not home by 3 a.m., don't bother coming home.
This isn't what he had in mind, by the way. But
Drew has the exact same rule, except for you have to move 3 a.m. up to 9 p.m.
That's right.
And then you have to be craps himself and calls the National Guard.
Absolutely.
Other than that, exactly the same,
yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Kids aren't home by 9 p.m. Crap yourself, call the Air National Guard.
That's right.
Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Beth?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Get all those freeway signs lit up.
Out here, we got the, Okay, I'm not going to launch into this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go sick on something. But
yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm going to finish with Beth.
Yeah.
And then, kids, strap yourselves in and prepare for a hippo flop size rant.
Of what?
Oh, those freeway.
Amber Alerts, the freeway. Signs, yeah.
And by the way, they got out here, and maybe they have them nationally, have these Amber Alerts. When a kid is missing, they flash it on the freeway sign. It was named after a young girl, obviously, named Amber, who was taken away. Couple problems. A, you can't name it after a chick whose name is a color, because you hear, like, red alert and, like, code orange and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Amber Alert sounds like, well, it's not quite a red alert.
But just Amber.
Amber seems weird.
Yeah.
Even Amber, just a name. I mean, Amber's a fine name, but when you do an Amber Alert, and then you start, then it starts bleeding into all this terrorism thing. Like, well, we're in orange, or we're in yellow, or in amber, or in fuchsia. It's a little weird when you hear the Amber Alert. But the point is, the second one is, doesn't there got to be one for dude too? Like, when it'd suck if your young son Bobby was abducted and he got the Amber Alert.
Well, now the color starts to have more meaning.
The color is better now, but that's the chick.
That's why you left it Amber.
That's when a chick is abducted. They need a...
Yeah.
I hate to say, but a young male needs to be abducted, and we need the male.
The Ben Alert.
Yeah, the Ben Alert sounds like something you rub on sore joints.
Okay.
We'll work on that. All right. Beth.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So,
went home.
So your dad said, if you're going to come home after 3 a.m., don't come home.
Yeah, because he has to be at work at 5, so, I mean, if I wake him up, he just gets all cranky and stuff, and my bedroom door is very loud.
Right, I see.
It has a squeaking thing to it. So usually, if I stay at late, I'll just go home with friends.
Wait, your bedroom door is very loud.
Yeah, well, it like, when you turn it.
Yeah. How about you grab a little WD-40 and squirt it on the hinge? By the way, this is, hold on a second. I've now learned, because I'm married, this is beyond the realm of possibilities for any female to do something
My
like that.
My wife does stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Check for penis next time you guys get in bed. All right, Beth. Anyway, so you went home with this guy?
Yeah, I went home with him, and, well, we told his parents and stuff, so I slept next to him, but we didn't do anything the first night.
Wait, you told his parents?
Yeah, we told his parents that I would be spending the night.
What, when you got home at 4 in the morning?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, we called from the movie theater before we got home that late, and we
Susan's
told them,
to spend
well,
the
we're
night,
planning
Mom.
On... Huh?
Again?
Dad, I'm gonna need some water-soluble lube,
and
some condoms.
Soundproofing. Which room is the quietest room in the
and
house?
Some Pop-Tarts, because I like the carb load before, you know, I drop mine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeesh.
All right. And so you slept over. Did you have sex with him?
No, not the first night.
All right.
We ended up hanging out a lot after that. And then finally, like, we went to the beach one day. After the beach, we just ended up, I guess, getting in the mood. And it happened and stuff. And it was awkward.
Oh, we got in the mood.
Oh, Beth.
All right. So you had sex. And now what? He's blown you off?
No. Actually, we don't talk at all. We haven't talked for 4 months. And
hold on, let's do a reenactment. So Beth, he's now what? He's blowing you off?
No, not at all. No, we haven't spoken in 4 months. Never. We don't even look. We look down when we walk.
But he's not
past
blowing
it.
You off.
No.
Wouldn't he have to be like talking to me in order to be blowing me off?
Well,
no,
I mean,
blow off is about not responding.
You had sex and then you didn't really talk too much after it.
Well, it didn't happen, like, right away. It wasn't, like, a silent thing right away. It was kind of, like, slowly. I just started, like, not looking into his eyes, and he stopped even walking the way around me, and just completely ended.
Okay.
Stopped walking the way around her.
I thought she was going to start singing.
I have to interpret that.
All right. So, anyway, you had sex, and you broke up.
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, the thing is, too, is his friend came, because he kind of isolated himself from everybody. He wasn't talking to anyone when we were going out, and he was always around me, and he was always saying, like, come over, like, I miss you. And I would always think, like, he's going to get tired of me. And one day his friend Ryan comes over, and he was with Ryan the whole time, and I was, like, asleep. And later on the night, going home, and on my way home, he was like, I got to talk to you. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I was like, okay. And then he ends up breaking up with me the next day. And that very...
All right. Look, this isn't Tiger Beat.
I had to follow it. Come on. It's challenging.
You know what I just start picturing? I just start picturing a collage.
I like a girl putting
a collage here, like cutting out pictures.
I was watching you listen to her, and I was imagining like a giant Egyptian trireme with like a guy, roo.
Yeah, that's all
were.
It was.
You were in the galley.
I was just in a galley. There's a fat guy with studded leather belt. And he was just
pounding,
cracking his whip. Another guy
boom,
sweating
boom.
And pounding on a. Hey! I was a slave ship. Just
yeah, that's what I
just
saw.
Rowing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
I saw that thought bubble over your head,
and I just completely drifted off.
I, on the other hand, was fascinated by the nuance of the story. A satire of contemporary mores, particularly at the cameo appearances.
I don't get what... All right, so what happened and who cares?
I guess he ended up calling days after that when we got back together again. And then finally one day I flipped after having sex with him. We had sex kind of a lot. And I kind of told him, well... I don't want to see this anymore. Like, he's getting really awkward, and I told him, like, I can totally tell that there was somebody else that he was kind of attracted to or that he started talking to or something.
How old is
he? He's 18.
All right. It ended up.
I'm sorry?
It ended up.
It ended up being to where I found out later on that there was, like, a girl he hooked up with, but at the same time I was hooked up with someone else too, so it didn't bother me
this
at all.
It gets better, Adam. Come on. Bro.
All right, what's going on? I'm about about to smash my skull in with this carrot top coffee mug.
I'm
myself out of my misery.
Like, was it bad? that I had sex with him right away? Was that maybe...
That has nothing to do with...
Learning experience.
It's nothing to do with why it didn't work out. It didn't work out because it didn't work out.
Right. And by the way, nothing really is that bad if you learned something from it and don't do it again.
If you were 14 and learned a horrible lesson for a painful cost, that's different than 17, 18.
Yeah.
This is sort of normal stuff.
Yeah. That guy was having fun, not that into you.
Or he was. It sounds like he was. He was obsessing with her, and then it just didn't work. It sounded like they were just not meant for each other.
I like her dad's policy, though. If you're going to come home after 3 a.m., don't come home at all.
Like I said, crap myself, National Guard.
You want to hear my dad's policy?
Don't come home.
Ms. Grunham? No. Here's what it was. Huh? What?
Adam, who?
Who? What? What policy? over what? Why should we have a policy? I think every time I left the house, my parents hoped I didn't come home. That was their policy.
Yeah, their policy. Yeah.
I'd be like, where are you going? I'm going to our Tom's house. I'll be back. Don't worry, I won't be back too late. No.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Eat some poison. Yeah. You sure you don't want to join a cult? They hear that Jonestown is awesome.
How did you miss that? Yeah.
You been to French Guiana this time of year? It's beautiful. It's paradise over there.
How did you miss getting picked up by a cult?
I should have just joined a cult. Yeah. Would have been better. Everyone would have been happy. All right, so.
You would have become one of the cult leaders that just has sex with all his offspring.
Oh, yeah. Would have been awesome. First, but good solid year of being cornholed by the elders, and then I start then I start my payback's a bitch, and then I start up with the young ladies. Okay, here's what I want to say. Thursday night we were driving home as we always do. From the radio station.
Oh, here we go.
Going along the same route we always go.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone on this jag a couple of times. I still have no satisfactory answer to it. We're driving along the 10 freeway, one of the bigger freeways in the Southland.
One of the most traveled freeways in the world.
In the world. Going into the 110 downtown freeway, which is one of the most traveled freeways in the world and one of the most busiest intersections in the world.
Yeah.
The world. Not California, not the United States.
Yeah, the world.
Not North America.
Yeah.
The world.
Yes.
And thankfully, for 20 years now,
since
the Los Angeles hosted the 84 Olympics, they put up these multi-million-dollar freeway signs.
Signs that Steve Martin talks to him in L.A. Stories.
Right.
Same sign.
It's going to give us a little heads up on...
Chris just figured out what we've been talking about. We mentioned these signs 100 times. Chris goes, okay.
Yeah.
I'm picking it up.
Yeah.
Sound like Floyd the Barber.
Yes. Oh, God.
Look him up on the internet later, Chris, see what we're talking about.
Okay.
All right, here's the point. These are multi-million-dollar signs supposed to give you a little heads up on what's going on up the road a little bit.
Yes.
Drew and I pass under several million of them a year on our commute. Never say anything. Now they flash the Amber Alert when the kid was abducted. They put it on there, which is fine. That's a good idea, although it's as if they discovered a use for something they should have had a use for 20 years, and somebody just decided to dust them off and put missing kids on them every six months.
Be fair. Now, we are up here in Los Angeles driving by this Orange County and Riverside County. We have a good half hour, an hour away from here. They will tell us what's going on in the DeVore Pass.
Yeah, once in a while.
Or the El Toro Y.
Yeah, when the ramp was closed off on the Ball Street exit in DeVore.
At Disneyland.
Which is a good 70-hour drive from where we're going, and they give you a heads up on that.
Tonight I expect to see something about Francis, the hurricane.
I
think there will be something about road closure.
Here's the thing.
In Florida.
They closed the goddamn 10 freeway when it went into the 110
on Thursday night.
They could have put the stupid thing on the sign that said, hey, dear tards, attention tards, in the next 2 miles, the freeway's going to close.
You might want to take action.
You might want to get the hell off the freeway instead of just heading to this bottleneck at midnight.
No, and parking lot.
Parking lot, because they stopped the freeway. Never is. Just run right into it. And as I've said many thousands of times, why can't we work this out? How come nobody's ever accountable? I have cops in here. I yell at them all the time. What's going on? Who's in charge?
They laugh at you.
Well, that's run by a division of Caltrans, and they don't communicate with the highway. Okay.
What? Can we get somebody on any of this stuff? Really? This is how it works? Got a million-dollar sign that's going to tell you what's going on in the freeway, but they'll tell you when the goddamn freeway's closed? What goes on in here? How come nobody's ever accountable for this? Well, why aren't there things telling you on that thing nightly telling you what's going on? And for Christ's sake, when you close the goddamn freeway, the next freeway you come up to in the next 2 miles, put it on the effing sign. So we'll get off. It boggles the mind. It's like they're taunting you with this ridiculous sign they put up there that costs millions of dollars. And I want to know, has anyone ever seen anything on that that could pass as useful information in the 20 years those goddamn signs have been up there? Is there anything? They got the Amber Alert up there. It's like, this kid's missing. What do you want me to do? Slap the siren on the top of the car and start driving on the shoulder? That's it. I'm going after this kid. I can see it. Like, I'm just driving down the freeway. I'm heading into work. Uh-oh. Kid's missing. I reach in a glove box. I grab the siren that Starsky and Hutch used to. I slap it on the top of the car. I pull an e-brake. I whip it around. Now I'm going into traffic, but I'm driving on the shoulder. I reach back under the seat. I pull the sod off, and I do that pump. I pump it with one hand. Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring this kid in. Yeah, that's great. What am I looking for? It's a cream-colored Camry. All right, I'll get right on that. What's the kid? Oh, the kid. I like when they give the weight of the kid. I just say he's a five-year-old. I don't need the 43 pounds. I don't know what kids weigh. I don't have a scale. I mean, if he's morbidly obese, say it. Like, if he's five and he's 210, let me know. Other than that, just say five. I don't need the weight. But what am I going to do, by the way? I found the kid. It said 43 pounds. This guy's going about 39. I'll put him back. Couldn't be him. I know everything else matches up. The dental camera, work, the prints, everything else. But he feels a little light. I thumped him.
The camera was brown, too, so it couldn't be.
Yeah. That's the only thing they ever put on these goddamn signs. Just put, when you close the freeway, put it on there. Who's in charge? Who do we get to talk to in this town about any of this stuff? Ugh. Well, what's wrong with L.A.? How come when you go to other towns, they seem to, like, have things? What's wrong with L.A.? There's, like, too many legals. It's too big. What don't we have here? Is it populated with too many people from different lands who really don't care?
Too decentralized, maybe?
I really do feel like Los Angeles is a rental car. That's what it is. You look around. You can't find a person that's from, you barely find people from the country. And if you do find people that are from this country, they're from Pittsburgh, they're from Michigan, and all they want to do is talk about their beloved Steelers or the Philadelphia Eagles or whatever their team is. And they really want to go back, and all they do is, Boston. You've been here for 22 years. You came here when you were 9. Can you get over the Boston thing? That's it. Nobody cares about L.A. Everyone just sits here and talks about the Sox. That's it. What did Anderson say?
I don't know.
National show?
It's a national show, man. Why you gotta make fun of baseball?
Oh, shut up. What are you talking about?
It's a national show. We're talking about you're talking from like North Hollywood. Let's talk national. Come on.
Anderson's high.
I'm so high right now. Just give me a break right now. But honestly, Adam, come on. We're not broadcasting just from North Hollywood.
He's high.
I'm so high. Come on.
What are you doing? Are you smoking pot?
I'm smoking crack tonight. But
no, what come are you on. Doing? Are you
the
drink,
Pittsburgh,
you
the Pittsburgh Steelers are something that you should respect, and it's people.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't mess with Pittsburgh.
Who is
Pittsburgh?
Yes. It's a Penguin guy.
Every day, Penguins and Steelers.
Penguins. Yes, please.
Anderson may be high.
Penguins.
I'm a little high.
What would you do? Smoke some reefer before you came in tonight?
Corolla, come on, dude. Really, it's just this show does not come from just North Hollywood. That's what I'm saying.
Anderson's high.
I'm sending a
little high.
Putting a life, sort of a
preserver. Preserver. Please throw out one, Drew. Please.
All right, Anderson. Don't ever interrupt the rants.
Okay, but you know what? The rants,
tonight's
dude.
Okay. Tonight's
come on.
Okay.
Tonight, it's Labor Day. Come on. We can do it. But it's not just, you know what? North Hollywood's got a team. No, they don't. So let's just not, like, make fun of the rest of the teams. Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay.
Oh, see. I brought up Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Don't do that.
We love Pittsburgh. We like Pittsburgh.
That's what did it.
Penguins. Thank you.
That's what I mean. You see what we...
I have a tattoo on my right shoulder, right? Yes. I'm from L.A., right?
Right, but...
Yeah, I got a tattoo. Yes, exactly. From the exactly. I'm proving your point. Corolla.
Here we go.
Penguins.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Here
Let's go to break.
Anderson
it's 20.
Called John and Jeff show.
That's the worst show I've ever heard.
All right, come on, buddy. Now that's the weed talking. That is a great radio.
I don't
program.
Smoke weed. I just smoke crack. Come on, let's go. Break.
All right.
Break. Break. Break.
Wow. All right.
We'll take a break. Yeah, Anderson needs a break.
I take a break. Drew's going to he's going to call the medevac unit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get Anderson. Anderson, you okay to walk home tonight? Okay. We'll take
Actually, you know what? Take a call because I got to put the break together, please. So take a call.
Okay. All right. What else? What do he wants to talk about?
No, just if you could take a call, that'd be great.
All right.
I have to run the break.
What direction would you like me to go with the call?
No direction, Corolla. Sure. You're in charge.
Right,
but
I'm
honestly,
saying,
Drew Adam, take a call.
If you she's could, calling from Tulsa, I'm saying, what if they start steering it toward Los Angeles talk? Should I avoid it
just
or
avoid
would I go with it?
Avoid Pittsburgh.
Honestly, I won't notice as long as you don't talk about Pittsburgh. But just take a call. Thank you.
Sarah.
Right. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I can't have sex. Like, I can't even wear a tampon. I don't know if I'm too little or if there's something wrong with me or what.
Well, have you gone to the doctor to see what's going on there?
Like, I went when I was, like, in eighth grade or something because, like, I was having cramps, you know, and they went to go, like, do an exam. And, like, you know when you go in for an exam, they have, like, that little torture device that they
speculum,
use.
Speculum, yeah.
And, like, they couldn't even put it in me. All they could do was get a Q-tip and, like, just scrape some skin and see if I was okay.
Yeah. Well, you need to go back now that you're 18. Maybe you've got a very thick and fibrous hymen that needs to be sort of dealt with, or maybe you're having some spasm of the muscles down there. That's a possibility. Anything ever happen to you?
Because, like, I mean, I've been having my period since I was 12, and I can't wear a tampon, so obviously I have to have some kind of opening if I can have a period, but, like, I can't have sex or anything. I've tried it.
Well, this needs to be dealt with the gynecologist. There may be some things that need to be done here.
Gynecologist.
You were never sexually abused or anything of that sort, nothing to make it super
anxiety. I ever?
Yeah.
Like, my stepdad touched me some, I guess. I moved out. I mean, I live by myself now, but I lived with my dad for a while.
Us wonder whether something, those sort of traumatic kinds of experiences may be triggering some muscular contraction down there. That's a possibility. But, again, a doctor needs to look in there and check it out and decide whether or not there's really something anatomically something wrong or whether you just need to learn how to calm down. And by the way,
I can't really hear you.
Okay, this may be something called vaginismus, which is a difficult to stop contraction of the pelvic muscles, and there are various treatments for that. And I may be speaking too sort of flippantly by saying just kind of calm down, but anxiety is a big part of that process sometimes. And first and foremost, you need to see if there's something anatomically wrong. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right, and a little therapy for stepdad taking a pass at you.
Yeah, we got that taken care of. That's
good.
Cool.
Well, you got him taken care of, but did you get taken care of?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, it's just, I decided I can't live with him. I mean, it's not something I should dwell on for the rest of my life, so.
Au contraire, Sarah. Trauma survivors always believe is that they've handled it. I dealt with that. I put it aside. It leaves implicit kinds of wiring behind in your brain.
Let me
relate to people.
Let me give a. How about I got some ideas for PSAs, public service announcements. As you know, we sit here and we hear the national feed, and we hear the one about airplane turbulence and what your body's made for, and all these other ridiculous wastes of money. We're just basically just deluged with advertisements against secondhand smoke and stuff. How about a little PSA that says, "If you got diddled, you need therapy."
Yeah.
Most of the people who get screwed with, either verbally, physically, or sexually, don't even seem to know that they require a little therapy, or they're going to go through the rest of their lives, not only destroying their lives, but we're going to be responsible for them as a society.
And their kids.
How about that? Not interested? Or is airport laptop computer theft at the top of the trouble pyramid? Why don't the public service announcements have any correlation to life?
forget the public service announcement. How about the way...
How about the politicians? How about anything?
Yes.
But anytime you turn on the news, right in the middle of an election year, do we ever hear anything about anything? So far, all I hear about is John Kerry. Either he was on a PT boat, or he wasn't, or his crew liked him, or they didn't. It's like, what the F are you talking about?
Yes.
Does anyone even know?
No.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, we got to take a break. Did you hear, by the way, Hillary Clinton? Anderson's ready to take a break now, but hold on, buddy. Hillary Clinton is, did you hear her little talk to reporters about Bill, who was in the hospital?
No.
Oh, my God. She is like, she's just like an ugly fembot. It's like somebody created a mule fembot. I don't think she's, I'm wondering if the door to pop open
she was
on her
just
back
talking
and
about,
just batteries.
Like
it.
She was talking about some sort of.
She went out there and she said, this is before her husband, Bill Clinton, had his bypass surgery. This is like the day before. She went out there and said, you know, thanks for coming. Don't worry. Bill's in good spirits. Bill's doing great. And he's going to be back and in fighting form. And it was like a campaign rally.
Yeah,
you know,
geez.
It's like, look, how about, he's sick. We're worried.
It's my husband.
And
her
husband's,
chest cracked.
I got to get back in there. And, you know, it's just, she literally said, he'll be in fighting form in a number of weeks. He's doing great. By the way, he didn't have the surgery yet. How do we know he's doing great? He could die on the table.
Right.
Oh, it was just like this weird painted-on face and this, you know, everything, the camera's clicking, and she's standing there smiling, and she's all rigid and stiff, and she's got a mop handle up her ass, and she's talking about, all she could talk about is how he's going to be back out there, and don't worry, he's going to be fighting form in just a few short weeks, and he's doing great, and he's going to be great, and everything's great. I would be in a human being for 10 seconds.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Why give the speech, by the way?
I know.
Are you a doctor? You're saying how his surgery the following day is going to go where they split his ribs open? Oh, it's going to go great?
He'll be
back out on
the... The surgeons made some comments about the cognitive difficulties people have after these bypass surgeries. I found it very interesting.
We got to get into that. All right. Anderson says we should go to break. Anderson, what do we talk about when we go to the bathroom? Okay. Take a quick break. Penis size.
That's what he said.
Be right back after this. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, so we're talking just before Anderson told us to go to break that I saw Hillary Clinton on the news, I don't know, Thursday or Friday or something, talking about her husband Bill's impending very serious surgery, just going out there like a true politician. Literally said
BSing.
He's going to be back in fighting form in no time, that he's doing great, all pre-surgery. It's the kind of stuff you would talk about after the surgery if everything went well.
Well, first of all, surgery, he was just before surgery is when he was in a fair amount of danger because you can't be sure he's not going to have a heart attack while you're sitting around waiting for the surgery to go down.
Right.
Then there's the procedure and its inherent risks, and he's still in trouble. You know, you may, if he starts going south tomorrow, You know what that's from?
What?
Alcohol withdrawal.
Alcohol withdrawal.
Yeah.
Oh, because what? No boozing while you're...
If he starts going bad tomorrow, the next day, that makes me think about that.
Why? How's that work?
Just because the withdrawal takes a couple days to kick in, and they're on opiates for a couple days that tend to block the withdrawal.
Uh-huh.
And then if they just unexplainedly, they can't seem to go bad, it's usually...
Why, you can't booze when you're in the hospital?
No, it's hard, Adam.
They don't have a bar?
No.
No!
In yours there would be, but...
No. Well... No bar. No bar?
So anyway, that'll be
even
interesting.
Like in the lobby, you know, down where the gift shop is.
That will be interesting.
No bar.
I know.
Because they have a cafeteria.
Listen, if they did, you'd be yelling about the hours that the damn thing was open. So it's a good thing that they don't.
No. The hospital bar would be great. Like, would you like Kamchatka and Sunny D? No. How about some orange juice? No, we have fruit punch, and we got some Smirnoff and fruit. No, any regular... stuff that people would eat. No. We have, would you like to order an appetizer? We got breaded and deep-fried saltines.
But we can have a dietitian talk to you about what we have to offer here. But yeah. Here's the surgeons were trying to be exquisitely accurate in their press conference. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the risks. And they were saying, look, this was a common procedure. This was
right.
A routine procedure. It is a very serious, fraught with difficulties. And each routine procedure has its own inherent sort of... thumbprint, so to speak, on things that happened during it that you can't expect.
Well, but not according to Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
And they brought up the
He's
fact
doing
that,
great.
That after bypass, people frequently have cognitive changes.
And they can't think straight.
Their thoughts go abnormal. Mm. And that was very, and it was brought up on the, I was reading on Yahoo, it was brought up on there too, but it was like, oh, but of course it goes to normal within a year. Well, not always.
Well, now here's what I heard about the cognitive part of the procedure.
It means the thinking, the and personality and mood, all kinds of things get altered. The brain function.
Yeah. Well, first off, you can tell us why that happens. And then secondly, I heard it was more of an issue in...
older people.
Older guys and people that had some form family history of this disease or something like that. That if you're relatively healthy and relatively young, you had a decreased chance of
that
this
That is absolutely
happening.
Correct. It's
now,
correct.
Why? Why does this happen, by
Nobody
the way?
Nobody knows for sure. Presumably, it's... because you're not, the blood supply to the brain is not under physiologic control. It's a machine that's pumping the blood back.
Because you shut the heart down.
You shut everything down. And so it just can't, things don't regulate normally, and maybe things just don't get the oxygen they should.
Mm-hmm.
And cause a damage or a shock to it of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe sometimes the blood pressure changes, and sometimes little blood clots form.
Mm.
They can maybe shower the brain with that. So there's lots of different things that could go wrong, can happen.
I just wonder, I just wonder... who decided that politicians had to be sort
not
of
human.
Sociopathic
yeah.
robots, all smiles and whatever? I mean, would have been great to see, like, Hillary Clinton, like, come out there and go, oh, boy, am I having a bad day. I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
I know this is a relatively common procedure, but they're splitting my husband's chest open in about 12 hours, and I'm freaked out. I'm not going to even speculate on when he's going to... be whatever. He's in our thoughts and prayers, and I'll talk to you and tell you how it went tomorrow after the doctors tell me. Oh, he's going to be back in fighting form in no time. Just all smiles, and he's doing great. He's great. I'm on the sofa watching. I'm doing better, right? I'm not in the hospital getting ready to have the rib spreader clamped onto me. How good could he be doing? Really? He's doing great? He's okay. He found out last night or earlier in the day needed open heart surgery. Really?
Yeah.
How good is that? And by the way, what's your scale of great? So a guy getting a BJ, how's he doing? Stupendous? Like, what are you? Let's say we're fishing in Baja. Has that guy doing the same? He's doing great too. Everyone's doing great. Or guys awaiting heart surgery doing great?
Okay.
That's great.
Great.
Oh no, it's great. Oh, so it's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
just listen. We can't have a politician be a human being. A Bush can't deliver a speech without just looking like he's reading it off something. Is the direction we're going? What about all the reality TV shows?
Let's have reality politics. With you on that.
Well, it's a huge trend in television. People are like, look, we're tired of all the makeup and lights and the BS and the scripts. We want to see reality.
Yeah.
That's all the public clamors for. We want reality.
Yep.
We want to look behind the curtain. We don't want all the pomp and circumstance. We want something gritty. We want something realistic. How about a politician? It seems like a human being. Instead of walking around all the time giving the retarded old man thumbs up everywhere.
By the way, I think that person would do well.
I get the feeling he would, too. You know who that person is? Chris Rock. Yeah. It's a good movie. It's great. He's got a speech all prepared that the man wrote for him.
He's going to throw that aside.
But his brother from the hood tells him to talk from the heart. And he goes out there and he speaks from the heart. And you know what? At first, the audience is a little confused. But
then,
guess what?
Then there's one person.
They won him over. He won over the audience. Oh, who knew? Who knew? Well, you write that in a movie? Like, doesn't anyone raise their hand? Like, yeah. Haven't seen this in 300 movies? No? Okay. Tiffany? Genius,
yeah.
So. And by the way, let me just say this. How can Chris Rock, I've said this many times, he's consistently, it's like whenever they do those things every once in a while, it's like, funniest man on earth, Chris Rock, number one, you know. Number two, Bill Kirkenbauer. know, or three, Geechee guy. No, they always do. It's the funniest guys in the world. Chris Rock always gets number one. How many unfunny movies do you have to put out before you get dropped down to number two? How many flaming turds do you have to release before you get knocked off the number one funniest guy in the world perch? I think Chris Rock's stand-up is real funny. Don't get me wrong, but how many crappy, unfunny movies do you got to crap out before someone just drops you down to, like, two?
I can see you haven't figured out that cinema business yet.
I am. I got to work on that. Tiffany?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, I have been having sex for about a year. For the past 6 months, I've been with my boyfriend, and we have sex every day, if not more. And I have never been able to have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. During intercourse?
Yes.
Have you ever had an orgasm, ever?
Yes.
And how does it happen to you?
During masturbation.
Mm.
So just by yourself?
Yes.
What about oral sex?
No.
Never.
Never? Right. Has he ever done that?
Yeah.
He tries. Does.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it's going to happen, Tiffany. That's how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen with intercourse, that's for sure.
That's the road you must travel, the oral road. You understand?
I mean, we've tried every position and everything.
No, it's not going to happen with intercourse.
Every
it's
position
not
thing.
Happen.
Once it doesn't happen in the first position and a half, it ain't happening. Your highest percentile...
Yield.
Yes, your greatest yield would be you on top, just giving the rub and pretending like he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like he was just a pillow with a boner.
Right.
If you, that's probably about as good as it'll get in terms of
even
percentage.
That's not likely to work.
No. Have him just work on the...
With,
what?
Is there anything wrong with me? No, listen.
I did a radio show with a woman the other day. It was a psychologist, well-trained. She was saying that the data suggests that 30% of women are able to have orgasm with intercourse. Other 70%...
30% of women over 18?
A lifetime.
Oh, a lifetime.
That only 30% will actually have orgasm with intercourse.
Right. But then there's that... It's even probably, you know, talking about a 17, 18-year-old, talking about a smaller percentage.
Right. Even of that 30%, probably half of them come on board around mid to late 20s, probably.
Right. So, 30%.
Isn't that wild?
So, 70% of women cannot have an orgasm via intercourse.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. I'm not trying anymore. That's all I need to know.
All right. That's it.
My wife's going to be like, how about, nah, check the data. Doesn't lie.
Wait, don't call me. Don't ever call me.
I'm an atheist.
It gets a little weird when she calls me.
I run my life off these numbers. Yeah, call Drew. Yeah. He'll tell you
check
the data.
Check it with him.
Check the numbers with Drew.
Yeah, let that.
Check them out.
This is uncomfortable, but yeah, 30%. 30%.
Yeah.
You're no good.
Well, you heard it. Who else? You want to talk to Dr. Marcel? All right. You want to talk? Want to get Bruce on it? No. I was just kidding. I don't want to talk to Bruce. Oh, Bruce is here? Oh, my God. He heard me? Yeah. All right. That's it. I'm done humping. All right. I always had a suspicion I should quit humping, but now I know. That's all.
I've had anal sex and I passed out.
Well, that's right. You like the oral sex too. So
yeah.
There you go. You're the oral highway goes both ways for you and your wife.
I'm done.
That's it.
Well, I'm going to practice my new vow of 69 with engineer Chris. That's it. It's only 69ing from now on. Assume the position and leave the headphones on. I want you to hear what I have to say.
Nice.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Yeah. Chris, he gave us the finger. Yeah. All right. Oh, if we only cared. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-19... Engineer Chris, you know the part where I didn't have my headphones on and I was just sort of staring at you?
That's where you go, 10 seconds.
Right. Yeah, you do 10 seconds?
20 seconds?
Yeah.
I like when Engineer Chris screws up that part and he gives you the quick finger. Hey! But I was supposed to get the headphones on and put the coffee down faster now. Yeah, you got to give us that, you know, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, I heard the music.
We didn't hear the Anderson countdown.
Yeah, that's what we miss.
Yeah.
All right, but give me the finger there, bud. If you see my headphones, aren't I? Yeah.
But Anderson is indisposed as he is tonight. Just somebody's got to give us that countdown.
All right, here we go. Let's get it going.
Come on now, let's break it down.
Yeah. Anderson, like a miner who struck a gold vein and went to town drunk.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Hadn't seen a woman or whiskey in about 6 months.
You're just so old, dude. You're so
just
old.
Just hit a big vein of gold, and he's in town. He's buying booze for everybody.
You're so old.
That kind of drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sloppy, belligerent drunk. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
All right, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Let's get it on. Let's go.
Monique, 22.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, what part of Monique, 22, here we go. Let's get it on. Here we
just
go now.
Just do it!
What part of that?
Hello?
What more? Here's what I'm saying.
What's confusing about that?
What do I have to say? I there are no words beyond...
Wait, you should say is, caller Monique, 22, you're on the air with Adam.
All right, here we go.
Today, Junior?
Here we go.
Monique, you're on the air now with Adam.
Okay. All right, this is the question. I've been with my husband for 2 years. I have 2 kids, one of them with him and one of them with my ex, and I had to get married to him to keep my daughter, and I don't love him anymore, and I met somebody else, which is a girl, and it's really hard for me to leave, so.
You're a lesbian. You had to marry him to keep your daughter. Now, in there's got to be a huge story in that.
Yeah, drugs, you know.
You're a drug addict.
I was, not anymore, but so yeah, I guess I am. Once a drug addict, always a drug addict.
Good.
All right.
And how's your recovery going?
Really good. I've been clean for 2 years, May 22nd.
All right. All right.
I'm not going to ask the usual questions.
Do you have a sponsor?
No.
Do I have a sponsor? No.
No way.
I just say no, but I think I'm talking now.
No
I'm
way.
Talking NASCAR? All right, you don't have a sponsor. Drew doesn't trust people that claim to be sober that don't have sponsors.
Well, you're not sober. You're not using drugs, but you're not sober.
Ooh, interesting.
No, I'm not using drugs, and I don't drink. I don't do anything.
All right.
But somebody who's not doing drugs that is not actively processing, not actively replacing the drug addiction with some process, is going to do strange and disturbing things.
Okay.
That's just the way it works. You're going to get depressed.
Well, I've always
anxious.
Been a nympho, so I mean...
The sexual addiction is what takes over when the chemicals are left behind.
All right, listen. Here's the thing. First off, what happened to you? Some kind of abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're a mess.
Yeah.
All kinds.
Can you get some therapy?
I had to leave my house when I was 16 because of it. No, I haven't.
No.
Well, all right, listen, just the program, Monique.
All right, just stay with the program. And look, two things. Quit crapping out kids, for Christ's sake. You're 22. You have 2 kids, one with 2 different guys. You're a mess. You were abused. You never got any help for it. You're not fit to parent because of your past.
And what you're calling I love somebody new is not really love. It's some sort of an infatuation, some sort of an arousal, gratifying experience that you have, some sort of chaos you need perhaps. But here's what you got to do. Do not leave your husband.
Yeah.
You need to cater. Well, just listen. You got to create a stable environment for those kids. That is your job now. That is your life. You have 2 kids. You're responsible for 2 lives. That's the priority. And in order for things to be healthy for them, you have to be in a solid program of recovery. So you got to go to NA, get a sponsor, start working steps, and some of this sexual addiction will hopefully stop as well.
All right.
Monique, doesn't sound exciting.
It's not exciting. It's not exciting at all.
Can you? Here's
but it's more nourishing and more satisfying.
On behalf of your children and society, can you stop acting out and start taking care of yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
There you go.
That's all we need to hear.
And
that's the best we can do.
Again, back to my public service announcement thing.
Yeah.
We don't want to give a heads up to anyone who was just abused and molested that they're going to need a little therapy before they start crapping the kids out. And that's not a focus of our society whatsoever.
By the way, the health problem of our time, which is the drug addiction. Just a little bit about that.
Yeah. Where have all the children gone, Drew? Yeah. Now, we gotta worry about secondhand smoke. That's a first-rate killer.
Yeah.
That's what we need to focus on. And once we lick smoking on the beach, then it's time to focus on the wholesale abuse that's going on in this country of the young kids.
But first, we better really zero in on laptop computer theft, because that's,
Laptop computer at the airport, and then, of course, the number one killer of this country's youth.
Air turbulence.
Air turbulence.
Yeah, of course.
And anyone who's flown knows that rarely do you take a commercial flight in the United States without carting at least a couple of body bags off each plane.
Because your body's not meant to withstand
airplane turbulence. No, it's made for rollerblading. It's made for childbirth. It's made for bad food. It's made for football. But no, it's not made to fly.
Yeah, no. No. It made not by fly. Turbulence.
Well, as you know,
the flying parts, totally, they would agree with that.
Yeah, as you know, Drew, speaking of football, professional football teams take commercial aircraft oftentimes and fly commercial-style aircraft from, you know, place to place.
They lose at least three players each time.
When they're talking about the injury report on any team,
DL,
the people that are on the injured reserve list, that's from flying.
Of course.
That's not from what happened on the field. No. It couldn't possibly, because your body's made...
For football.
For football.
But not.
But not there. Not the flying.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Not the airplane turbulence.
Let's just use your logic for 1 second. In the history of the NFL and college football, in the billions of miles flown in between Michigan and Nebraska and all San Diego going out to play the Giants, all... ever one player lost to turbulence or as opposed to the hundreds of thousands that went down on the field? Think about that for a second. Mm-hmm. That's your example? Really? All right. That's what we got focus on, though. All right. So it's all focus on that. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's it, everybody. That's the show. God bless you for tuning in tonight. We'll have April Manson in here tomorrow night from Quintuplets, new show on. I think we had Andy Richter on from that show on Fox, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. All right. And then Jamie Kennedy after that. So until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.